Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by QuiverGrip.com, a cure-all product for surfboard storage. Check them out at QuiverGrip.com and listen to our little commercial at the end of the report. All right, surf. We had surf yesterday on Tuesday. Fun little southeast wind swell coming in. Looks sound like Spanish House was pretty good. Earlier in the week, Gnarly Charlie scored up there at the Panhandlers up there. Their secret break up there. Only get there by boat and saw some pictures. It looked pretty good. So here's what's on tap for the next couple days. Now, we got a dying off south wind swell. Pretty small out there. Looking like knee to thigh high. Maybe a lucky waist high. Winds are going to be shifting tonight during the night to the northeast. It's going to go straight from the north to the southwest to the northeast. In the middle of the night, and tomorrow on Thursday we should wake up. It should be out of the northeast at 15, building up to 20 to maybe over 25 miles an hour on the wind, and it's going to be a wind swell combo with a little ground swell underneath. Now it looks like wind's going to shift more on Thursday. By Friday to the east at 15 to 20, and springtime wind swell coming our way, and we'll have to see what happens for the weekend. But it looks like the winds are going to shift during the day on Friday all the way to southeast again. And it'll probably flicker around there, southeast to east, for a couple days. So we'll keep you posted what's going to happen on Foam Ball Friday to see what's going to happen for the weekend. But right now, we know we got a wind swell coming tomorrow on Thursday and building. And then Friday, definitely an east wind to southeast winds and big chunky surf coming in. Could be some head-high chunky sets coming in up and down from Jacksonville, mostly down New Smyrna area, St. Augustine, all the way down to even Miami might have a little bit of a wind swell down that way sneaking in for Thursday. And then once the wind goes east-southeast, it'll be whatever leftover ground swell makes it down there if it's close enough in. All right, let's wrap it up here. Check out our commercial for QuiverGrip.com. Thanks for sponsoring Surf Guru, and let our sponsors know you heard it or saw it here on The Guru, and we'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday. Surf's coming up, last day of the south swell. Take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya. Hi, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru. Just wanted to tell you about a great way to store your surfboards from QuiverGrip.com. QuiverGrip, a cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. QuiverGrip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at QuiverGrip.com.